Welcome to the Star Wars Collector Podcast, episode number 112. I am your host, Brian, and with me as always are my co-hosts, Carl and Dwayne. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's up?
Sure, 112 or 102?
112.
I thought we just did 100 a few episodes ago.
Like a year ago.
Where have I been?
I just realized we're recording this April 1st. We could have said this is now the Star Trek.
Yes, this is now the Star Trek podcast.
It's like, good morning, Alderaan.
All right, take two.
Instead of Vietnam, yeah.
Yeah, we should do
that.
I
don't think we've ever filmed on April Fool's days before.
No, we've never actually done an April Fool's podcast either, like some people do.
No.
I didn't see any really good April Fool posts today that fooled me. You know, most everything I saw was very obvious that it wasn't true when people were trying to fool us.
Yeah, my uncle tricked my mom. He called and said, well, something's came up. I'm not going to be able to go to Gatlinburg with you all in May. And she fell for it today. And then he tried to get me, too. And I was like, happy April 1st to you.
I told my son, he's got his fiance here staying with us for a few days, and I told him, I said, you should have come down, you both of you come downstairs and told mom that you were pregnant. He missed a golden opportunity.
Oops.
That would have been funny.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, but then that won't be as funny.
Yeah.
Did anybody log in or open this up to listen to Star Wars collectible news and notes?
Yeah, so
Brian can just chop this if he wants.
Yeah. All right, so now we're going to talk about what we got in the last month. And we'll start with Dwayne.
Start with me. It looks like a big list, but it basically was just kind of three things. I got, those of you that know me, I try to collect as many one-sheet posters, like the theatrical size posters. Because I spent so many years in the movie theater business that I was able to get my hands on all of the modern posters. Anyway, I still have connections, so I was able to get my hands on the Episode 1 Phantom Menace re-release theatrical one-sheet from my source at the movie theater. And, of course, that's being re-released on May the 3rd. May the 3rd. Thursday yep. night. Going into May the 3rd is a Friday. It'll probably be have shows on the Thursday night prior, so May 2nd evening shows, and then
hard
May 3rd Friday,
me.
May the 4th is Saturday. Also, the Disney Movie Insiders offered up the new Bad Batch Season 3 one sheet. Of course, these aren't shown in theaters, but they do produce and release theatrical size one sheets for most all of their Disney Plus shows. So I was able to get my hands on a Bad Batch Season 3 one sheet. So I was pretty glad about that, because I've heard that they're getting ready to shut that down, and I got a lot of points I need to use up. Also, I got one case of figures. It was the new Epic Heroes line, the 4-inch scale. It actually says 4-inch on the outside of the box. So that is the official Hasbro, you know, scale description. It's Wave 1, 6 new figures in a 5-point of articulation type figure, intended to be probably for younger collectors, and those figures were Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker Jedi Knight, Mandalorian, Ahsoka Tano, a Stormtrooper, and a Grogu. So I went ahead and bought those. They retail for $9.99 each. They are available in, I think they're a Walmart exclusive, but you can also find them on like Entertainment Earth is who I got them through. So they are available in some online, what we call fan channel locations. And that's all I got. Two new posters and 6 new figures that most people probably, you know, are like real blasé about. Take them or leave them. So, Carl, it looks like you got a few things this month.
What's
new with you?
I almost forgot to. I looked up at Brian's list and I was like, "Oh crap! I forgot about Count Dooku." After I've been wanting him forever, and I got 3 of him in the mail this week. Yes, I ordered 3.
Three.
One. Yes, one to open up, and one just in case, and I was hoping to get one Superman out of the three, and two of the three was Superman, so it worked out. So I got three of him, and unfortunately, he's upstairs, so I didn't bring him down here. I also finally picked up the Imperial Officer Vintage Collection pack, and there's Brian holding it up for the video people. One of those. They have these down to like $40, I think, now on Hasbro Pulse after they was, what, 54 originally?
Yeah, something like that.
So I'm glad I waited and didn't grab it then. Got one more here.
And you opened it? it's already open.
I mean, it's kind of open. They're wrapped in the, they don't even have in plastic baggies. I don't know what you call that stuff it's wrapped up in.
It's like the
tissue paper.
Thank you.
Gift wrapping tissue paper.
And my mom still gets me and my brother an Easter basket. Yes, Count Dooku, Brian's holding up for our Patreon members. And I got another Stormtrooper she had put in my, from the Epic Hero line in mine. And a Grogu. Like, I needed another Grogu, but oh well.
Yeah.
And according to Rigsby, there can never be enough.
He'll be there Saturday, maybe.
Listening, Rigsby.
Yeah. Maybe I can sell it to him. That would be awful to sell something that was in my Easter basket. But yeah, that's what I got for this month.
Okay.
All right. Well, I guess that leaves
Brian,
me.
Brian, it's your turn.
So I got the new Star Wars Unlimited card game. And here's one of the cards here. This is one of the leaders, Boba Fett. And it's, if you've ever played, you know, Magic or Pokemon or any of those type of card games, this is similar to that. It's a collectible card game, so they got all kinds of different characters and events and ships and all kinds of stuff. And it's got, you know, different play areas where you got, you know, your ground units, and then you got your air units, so, or space units, I guess, or whatever they call them. So you you get your deck of cards and you play those, and it's been fun. I like it so far.
That's cool.
So that just came out, I think it was March the 8th was the release date, so not quite a month ago. Also, I got that Count Dooku that Carl was talking about and I showed a minute ago. Also, I got the Phase 1 Clone Trooper, the new one that just came out.
He looks very familiar to me.
And then also got Finn from Starkiller Base.
That definitely looks familiar to me.
Yeah, this one definitely, because this one was in that Black Series 3¾-inch line that they did.
Those little square boxes, I guess, right?
But yeah. It's got the photo reel head sculpt on it this time around. Now, is it actually numbered 308,
yes.
VC 308? Okay. I was thinking that was one of the ones
that
was
the first time
the
it's been issued
number.
On a vintage collection card.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay. Did not realize that.
Yeah, he was not on a vintage collection before that. Also got Reva, which it was really cheap. It was like $5. I needed something to get free shipping from Walmart when I bought something, so
yeah.
I was like, what can I get really cheap? And it was cheaper than the shipping, so I was like, well, this puts me over and I get free shipping, so I'll just go ahead and get it.
I've done that before, too. I've ordered something just because it's cheaper than paying the shipping, I understand.
I may give it to Bo for his birthday or something because he doesn't have one.
Yeah.
Let's see. I got a... This is an older ship from X-Wing, but it was really cheap, so I got another one. It's a TIE Reaper from Rogue One, and this is for the X-Wing Miniatures King.
Did you pick that up on eBay or something since it's an older one?
I got it from Goblin Traders.
Wow.
Game shop, sits around here. They're moving to a new location, and they're trying to get rid of a bunch of backstock stuff that they had. And this, even though it's in a first edition box,
that was me.
It has second edition cards in it.
Hmm.
So it is playable in the current edition right now that's out playing. I got some maneuver templates and game dice from Adepticon that I went to. Me and our buddy Doug went to Adepticon and played in X-Wing Worlds. I didn't do so hot. I finished 1 win, 3 losses, and 1 tie. Doug didn't make the main tournament. He only played in the last chance qualifier, but didn't qualify. So this year they did something a little different. They didn't give out participation prizes. They just gave out these tickets, and you would collect the tickets and then go up to the prize wall and get whatever you wanted. So this, you know, you could pick and choose whatever you wanted instead of, you know, ended up with something you didn't want, which was nice. I like that a lot better. And I played nothing but X-Wing, you know, all weekend long in the side events and stuff, and had a lot of fun. Doug ended up playing a lot of Battletech, you know, after we played the X-Wing.
And where was this event at?
It was in Schaumburg, Illinois, which is just northwest of Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a like tabletop miniatures game convention. So if you've heard of like Warhammer, of course Battletech, like I mentioned, trying to think what else. There's a few others, different versions of Warhammer, because they've got 40K, 30K. I've never played it, but I've just heard about some of the different versions and stuff. And then with the Star Wars stuff, they had X-Wing, Armada, Shatterpoint, Legion, and I think that's the four Star Wars games that they have. Atomic Mass Games slash Asmodee. And they also have another game called that they had there called Marvel Crisis Protocol. It's another tabletop game. I've never played it, but that was a couple of the ones they had there. And they had the world championships for all those games.
So big deal.
Yeah, pretty big deal. We had, for the main tournament, we had 311 people. And I finished
just
like,
for the one, you know, type of game. So the, all the
yeah,
other games.
Yeah, for just X-Wing. Yeah. I think I finished 247th.
Out of how many people, approximately?
311.
You know? Well, that's not too bad, man.
That's the worst I've done in, I think, ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. The dice just weren't in my favor this time. And that's all that I can remember that I've gotten.
Mm-hmm.
So
it looks like our dry spells are kind of easing up. We had a couple of months there in January and February, other than Christmas gifts, that we didn't get anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we got some meeting news. Hopefully I'll get this out before the swap meet happens on April the 6th. That's this coming Saturday from noon to 4 at the Raceland City Community Center. I don't know the address. You can Google it.
Yeah.
It's on the event.
Oh, yeah.
Which I tried to invite some more people to that, but I don't know if it's set up just to invite club members. I couldn't invite anybody.
Yeah, you can't. It's only for private, because our group's private. You can't invite people to it.
Okay.
You could, I don't even know if you could share it.
What
You'd
I did
have
was
to make
I
the event public.
I screenshot for a couple of people that I knew that might come and spend some money and showed it to them
that
since I couldn't
work.
Invite. Yeah.
I think Dwayne's the one that created it. He could make it public. But
yeah, I'll look at it after we get done and see if I can do that. And so then, yeah, that's coming up. That's KSWCC, by the way. Kentucky Star Wars Collectors Club is who's hosting that.
Yep.
And it's a statewide swap meet. So
yeah.
We'll have guys there from Louisville area, Lexington area, and Ashland area, and anywhere else that we have people following us.
Ohio
stops in between.
Yeah, and you don't have to be a paid member to come and shop.
Yeah,
no.
You don't have to be a paid member. Our normal meeting, I don't know if we're still going to have that or not. It's the very next Saturday, April the 13th. Mm. So, come if you want to. There might be people there. There might not be.
I don't have nothing going, so if you all want to have it, I'd probably show up.
Yeah, I'll probably show up just for a little while because I got Bo's soccer starts that Saturday, so I don't know what time they're that he's gonna play because it'll either be 12:45 or 2, one or the other. And then Dwayne, you want to go with the news here?
Sure. Some information that was made available during the last few weeks. We found out that the new Disney Plus series, The Acolyte, is going to, the official release date or premiere date is going to be Tuesday, June 4th. They're going to start with the first two episodes, and that's on Disney Plus. And there is a full-length trailer out there for it now, too, if you want to go check it out and see what it's all about.
It looks good, I think, trailer-wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. It's all new time period that we haven't seen before in the Star Wars universe, so it should be interesting. They've got a lot of...
100 years before the Phantom Menace.
Right. A lot of room to play with, you know, the different types of what we know about the Star Wars universe. Jedi and Sith, possibly, and all of that.
Since it's 100 years before, they could have, what, 100 seasons if they wanted to?
Yeah, sure. Yep, 100 seasons.
Yoda could be in there. Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jar Jar.
Also released, information released, if you still are a collector of physical media, they announced that the Obi-Wan Kenobi and Andor Season 1 Blu-rays are being released in a Steelbook version, which is the 4K Ultra HD Blu-ray and a regular Blu-ray in the same case. And, of course, the cases are cool little snap-open, like, steel cases instead of plastic, which is why they call them Steelbooks, not because they asked me to use my last name. But so that's... going to be released on April 30th, but you can go online and order it now, I'm assuming, from Amazon and other outlets, maybe Walmart.com or Target.com, that'll have these, that still sell physical media.
Yeah, Walmart had it. That's where I pre-ordered mine at.
Okay.
So I can confirm that.
Right.
Did you buy The Mandalorian also, Season 1 and 2?
I did not. I keep waiting. I think they might do a giant box set with all of them together when it finishes, so...
Surely they will, yeah. Surely they will. So, also, if you're local to this tri-state area, Kentucky, Ohio, or West Virginia, and you are a Cincinnati Reds fan, you may or may not already know that coming up May the 4th, which is about a month away, and, of course, it's a Star Wars holiday, the Reds are going to have their annual Star Wars Day or Star Wars Night. Their game that day is at 6:40 p.m. It's versus the Baltimore Orioles. And I don't know how many. I'm going to guess probably the first 20,000 or 25 is usually the number they announce are going to get free Mandalorian City Connect t-shirts. They're the new Reds, new alternate uniforms that are black with red strapping and everything. And these are black t-shirts with the Mandalorian helmet and the City Connect Cincinnati C on the front. So those will be free. They usually come, I think the sizes are limited probably to just XL, maybe a large or an extra large. They don't really have a big variety of sizes. They never have. But that'll be available to you if you want to kill two birds with one stone, see a good Reds game versus another good team in the Orioles, get a free t-shirt, and they usually have costume guests there greeting people as they come into the stadium from the Rebel Alliance and 501st, those type of customer groups. And so it should be a lot of fun and a good thing to do on May the 4th. I'm sure, I know the Ohio Star Wars Collectors Club always has a pretty big group attending those events, so... Maybe
it doesn't say how many they're gonna have, how many t-shirts there are.
Yeah, I didn't see that either. So
it
they
just
haven't
says
officially announced yet. But.
While supplies last.
While supplies last, so get there early. Gates on Saturdays usually open, I think, 120 minutes. Well, no, they normally open 90 minutes. So
yeah, 90 minutes.
Yeah, it'd be 120. It's either 90 minutes or 120. On weekends, I think they open 2 hours instead of an hour and a half.
I don't think so. Because most of the time we go on the weekend.
Yeah, I may be wrong about that too. Maybe it's 90 minutes on the weekends and 60 minutes on other game weekday games. You can find that information on the Reds webpage or on their app, the MLB app. Okay. Also, I'll throw this in here. The Louisville Bats, the Reds AAA minor league team, are going to have their Star Wars Day the weekend before, which is Saturday, April 27th. They're not having a giveaway, but they will be wearing special Star Wars uniforms that night. The ball players will. And, of course, also we'll probably have some meet and greets with different costume characters and stuff like that. So that's in Louisville, Kentucky. Okay, so we're on to now. It's been a very busy month for new product announcements and actual release releases, pre-sales going on sale all month long. We had both the Walmart, what they call their, is it Walmart Con or Walmart? I forget what it's called. It's
I think it is just called Walmart Con.
Yeah, I think that is.
So it's a one-day thing where they announce and release some exclusives. Not always, actually not always Star Wars, but sometimes, usually they'll have at least one or two Star Wars figures for exclusives. And then we also, all month long, every Tuesday or Wednesday, Hasbro was running their, was it PulseCon? Or it actually was called March, Imperial March promotion this year.
I don't know what it was called.
Yeah, but it was once a week or sometimes a couple times a week they were announcing new figure releases and having presentations online and stuff like that.
I don't see that on here, but real quick, you didn't put this on here, so I figured I'd go ahead and say it now. But they did say that they will announce on May the 4th the next...
HasLab.
Yes, HasLab. The name just escaped me all of a sudden. They'll announce the next HasLab. Any guesses for what it could be?
I would like a giant Ewok village, but I'm going to guess no. I'm going to say Death Star playset.
Mm-hmm.
Is my guess.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are speculating that it will be some type of playset. They seem to think that the, I don't know whether it was a succession or not, but the Jabba's throne room playset, or Boba Fett's throne room playset, I guess is technically what it is, did well enough to where maybe an even more extensive playset, you know, environment would be a good HasLab project.
I know what my guess is.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to stick with the ship
Marauder
or vehicle thing, and I'm going to say either the Bad Batch.
That's my
shuttle
guess.
That they have
the Marauder,
or just a regular Imperial shuttle like the Lambda class shuttles from the original trilogy.
I don't think so. I don't think it'll be that one just because they've already done that several times, and I really think they're going to do something new. Something that, you know, they can do as a HasLab that most people don't know about and won't buy, but except for the collectors. Because I think if you put a shuttle out into a store, people are going to buy it. You know, the regular TIE shuttle or, you know, as opposed to a Marauder.
Right. Yeah, I get what you're saying. But if they do it as a HasLab project, it's going to be bigger.
Oh, yeah.
And more detailed and everything than anything we've ever got. So, therefore, it would justify the usually $500 price range. So, I'm just saying it would be a bigger scale.
Did you buy the Ghost?
The current shuttles are pretty impressive to begin with, but you imagine one that's an even bigger scale that holds more figures and has more, you know, hatches and access plates and stuff like that. Yes, I did buy. Yeah, I buy everything.
I thought you did. I was just making sure.
Well, technically, yeah. You don't buy the Black Series. You buy everything in your scale.
Yeah. Stupid Black Series. No, Black Series collectors, you're cool. It's just the Black Series itself gets more attention, I feel like, than the Vintage Collection.
I know, just like you talked about.
So, yeah, you're right.
Go ahead, sorry.
May the 4th is the announcement for that, and then I'm assuming it'll go on sale sometime soon after that, pre-orders, and then we'll get it sometime in 2026 probably.
Which is a little strange because I figured it would be pushed further out because all the other HasLabs that they've done for Star Wars has been at least a year after the other one came out.
Okay, yeah,
because they haven't had one where you've pre-ordered it and then not even gotten the previous one yet.
Right. Yep, they haven't done that before. But then sometimes they have also alternated other licensees' products, like the G.I. Joe stuff and the Transformers.
Yeah, but they do those concurrently.
Stuff and all that. Yeah.
They've done those concurrently with other products, even three or four of them at the same time. Transformers, G.I. Joe, what was the...
They tried that Cookie
Ghostbusters.
That one time, too.
Yeah, a lot of those were done all at the same time. Because I know people were complaining, going, man, I can't believe I got to pay not for one, but two and three of the stuff that they collect.
And there's always a chance it'll be another Black Series item. I mean, there's no guarantee it's going to be the vintage collection scale.
That Black Series did so bad on the Rancor or whatever, so I don't know.
The lightsaber, the Rancor.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't think they've done anything else, have they?
But it wasn't even close on either one of those.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll continue with the announcements there.
Okay. Who wants to tackle? I'll go ahead and tackle this Epic Heroes announcements. It wasn't, again, not a lot of fanfare, but they are did announce a Wave 2, and it's only going to consist of three new figures mixed in with some of the older figures like the Stormtroopers and the Darth Vaders. But those three new figures will be Moff Gideon, Bo-Katan Kris, and Darth Maul. So if you're going to start collecting that line of figures, you'll get three new figures sometime later this year.
They seem like that line. I've noticed at Walmart they had like the dump bin during Easter, and then a couple of days before Easter, the dump bin was no longer there. So they seem like they are actually selling them. I don't know if it's due to Easter or what.
The duck bin?
Dump.
Oh, dump. Like a dump bin. Okay.
Yeah, like a little bin full of them. Dump.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
Next, we got TVC. I'll go ahead and do that one.
Sure.
So we got Stormtrooper from the main line, which that's a re-release, correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Same one we've had before.
Right.
And Darth Vader, which is also a re-release, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so too, yes.
And then we get the four-pack Enoch and Night Trooper from the Ahsoka series, so which I'm a little disappointed in this one. I wanted it to be just four Night Troopers. And Enoch can come separate on his own card, because if you want to get multiples of these, you're going to get two Enochs or three or four or however many boxes you buy, which is kind of dumb. So that's a fan channel and Amazon exclusive, which I'm sure that's probably on Hasbro Pulse too. I think everything's on Hasbro Pulse.
Right. But
Princess Leia Organa, which is a new one because it has a plastic cape instead of a cloth cape like the previous one did.
Mm-hmm.
And
pictures, it looks really cool too.
I totally forgot to order this one, so I am, you know, on the Hasbro Pulse. I didn't get the pre-order. They already sold out on pre-orders. I'm sure they'll come back. Oh. You know, whenever they come out, they'll have some.
Yeah.
R2-D2, which is sort of a re-release. It's on the same card number, but instead of it being dirty, it'll be clean this time.
Right.
So if you didn't like the way it looked
so
before,
different paint.
Yeah, get this one instead, and you'll have a clean one. From the Acolyte, they've got Jedi Master Soul, Mei, which is the assassin. See, and then they also got the HK-87 assassin droid, Arcana. What's that from? Is that the planet that
planet
was on?
That
okay,
it appeared on
from Ahsoka.
That version.
The Dark Trooper on a card this time, not. What do you call it? Deluxe, like it was before.
Deluxe,
And then Zeb Aurelius, which is going to be a deluxe one. It's a fan channel exclusive. Kanan Jarrus, also a fan channel exclusive. And Ezra Bridger, which is a fan channel exclusive also. And all three of those will be on different card backs or boxes or whatever you want to call it, as opposed to the one that comes with the Ghost. They won't be on the same card backs.
Yeah. So they're kind of doubling down. They're not going to be exclusive figures that you can only get with the Ghost.
Which they said from the beginning that they would redo them in the main line.
Yeah.
Carl, you want to do the Black Series?
And all of those are available for pre-order right now, as far as I can remember.
Yeah, Amazon has
some
them all.
Some of them have been on pre-order for 3 weeks now and are sold out on Hasbro Pulse.
So
make me do the Black Series.
No, I said Carl.
Oh, Carl, okay.
All right, Black Series, Gaming Greats, Purge Trooper, Second Sister, and Cal Kestis 3-pack, which is an Amazon exclusive, it says here. Jedi Master Endara, is that right how you say that? Endara?
I think so.
Okay.
I guess.
Jedi Master Soul, Jedi Knight Yord Fandar, Padawan Jekylon, May, which I think is a great looking figure in both the Vintage Collection and the Black Series. I've looked at pictures of those.
Right.
Moff Gideon Premium Electronic Helmet. Masters of Evil 3-pack, Grand Admiral Thrawn, Darth Vader, and General Grievous. Just seems a little odd to have General Grievous in that pack, I think. Walmart exclusive Baylan Skull Mercenary. Holocom Collection Darth Vader, which will be a Amazon exclusive. The Last Commands Luke Skywalker. Mara Jade. And Joris, I'm not sure how you say his last name either.
Sabaoth.
Okay. Which is a Pulse Disney exclusive.
You forgot Luke.
Oh.
He's the clone Luke from the Thrawn trilogy, the original Thrawn trilogy.
Just a note on this bit of Pulse and Disney exclusive, if you do want this, and if you order it from Pulse, you'll get it a lot quicker. I've noticed anytime that there's a shared Disney shop and Pulse exclusive, the Disney shop one usually ships about a month later at her Pulse. I don't know if you all have noticed that or not.
Yeah, it's not even, I don't think it's even available on Disney yet, even though it's already available on Pulse.
Yeah.
Disney, a lot of times will wait for stuff like May the 4th or, significant dates that kind of coincide with Star Wars celebration stuff like that.
Yeah, but the couple of times I've done that, like even I pre-ordered the retro pack with Mon Mothra in it, and people on Pulse got theirs like a month and a half before Disney shipped theirs. Yeah. Phase 2 Clone Trooper and Battle Droid 2-pack, which is also a Pulse and Disney exclusive. Deluxe Mama Nadon, which is Hammerhead, right? Channel exclusive.
Right.
And R460O, which is a Walmart exclusive. And Mandalorian Night Owl, which is also a Walmart exclusive. Man, Walmart is getting a lot of exclusives, and usually their exclusives are hard to come by.
Yeah, those were the two that they announced or released on that Walmart con day, special day, back around the 13th, I think, of March. So they didn't have any Vintage Collection exclusives. But they do have those two Black Series exclusives.
Which is good.
Did they put them up for pre-order, too, at that same time at the con?
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I was just curious, because if you want it and you see it, you probably should order it online, as hard as their exclusives are to come by in stores.
Oh, yeah. They're extremely hard to find in the store.
Yep.
You can find them probably easier at Ollie's than you can at Walmart. I'm not kidding, either.
I know you're not. That's why it's funny.
All right, so next we got Hot Toys. Dwayne, you want to take those?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Hot Toys in the last month announced that they are going to have three new 1/6 scale figures. One of them is going to be the Umbra Operative ARC Trooper from the video game Battlefront 2. We already have this one in our Vintage Collection line of figures.
Isn't that the black and yellow one?
Black and yellow, yes.
Okay.
Paint app, ARC Trooper. They also announced early on in the month, that they were going to have 1/6 scale Shin Hati and Baylan Skull figures. I still call them figures, I guess. They're opposable and articulated. So three new items available from Hot Toys. Again, I'm pretty sure all of these are available for pre-order now. And I'll go ahead and tell you the General Giant announcements for the month. On St. Patrick's Day, they announced an exclusive Yaddle animated mini bust. This is, I think, looking at it, I don't think it was a Clone Wars animated as much as it was from the...
I haven't seen that one.
I think it's the Star Wars, the one that only had the three little... or six little mini segments to it. The one was about Count Dooku, one was about Ahsoka.
What was that?
Yeah, because season 2 is coming out this year at some point.
We're all drawing a blank. But Yaddle was featured in the Count Dooku episodes.
Yeah, she got killed.
Yeah, and I think this is her from that, because she's wielding a lightsaber.
Tales of the Jedi.
There you go.
Tales of the Jedi. Thank you, Carl.
Finally,
so that was I don't know what the significance of it being a St. Patrick's Day exclusive, other than maybe she's green. So that was General Giant, of course. They also announced a 1/6 scale statue of the Last Jedi Luke Skywalker with his crate outfit on. And it's a Milestones 1/6 scale statue. So I'm not exactly what significance that is, but obviously statues.
Very highly detailed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I saw it was like $250 or something.
Yep, $250. I'm looking at it right now.
They're continuing their jumbo figures from the Kenner original vintage line. And this time around, you're going to get a jumbo Droopy McCool 12-inch figure, except it's obviously not 12 inches because he's shorter than a regular
with his little
person flute in the line.
Yeah, but he's kind of chubby, so it's going to need a wide bubble.
Right. And thinking about it, what do you need Droopy McCool if you don't get the rest of the band?
Well, Sauce Noodles is already out, or already been up for pre-order, so I'm sure Max Rebo will be coming out soon.
But that one, you know, with his organ, or piano, whatever you want to call it, that will be huge.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do that one.
So, and then the last thing that they announced is a 1/6 scale mini bust of the Book of Boba Fett version, Boba Fett from the Book of Boba Fett with his helmet off. So an unhelmeted Boba Fett from the Book of Boba Fett, if that makes sense. And it's a mini bust. He's got his helmet off. He's holding it under his arm, I think. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, General Giant still kind of cranking stuff out. You know, that's four things announced in 1 month. It's pretty good. All from their different, what they have as far as line offerings that they have. And, of course, Hot Toys is doing the 1/6 scale deluxe figures still. So, like I said early on, lots of new announcements this month. Not all of them, of course, were from Hasbro because of the Hot Toys and the General Giant. Also, you know, going along with the flow, I guess. So, what's your guys' opinion of, do you feel like that this is a good number, or are they going to be saturating the market? I mean, obviously, these are all going to be coming out not right away. They're waiting. Some of them are even, you know, early 2005, I think I saw some of the release dates on them.
I'd like to saw more Acolyte Vintage Collection stuff than we're getting. What, two total figures from the Acolyte's all we're getting in the Vintage Collection? So right. I was slightly disappointed to see that, just two.
And the Black Series got five.
Yeah.
There's also some pipeline ones. We've got the Black Series pipeline has Deidre Miro from Andor, an Imperial Armored Commando, Ahsoka Tano from Peridia, Captain Enoch, and a Night Trooper 2-pack, and Yoda and Commander Gree. I have not found the Vintage Collection ones yet, so I'm going to keep searching.
Okay. So the rich just keep getting richer. The Black Series collectors. Of course, I mean, you have to have a lot of disposable income to be a Black Series collector and to be a completist, you know. And you got to have a lot of room, too, a lot more room than those of us who collect the Vintage Collection. Except that all of our room, if we also collect the vehicles, all of our room is also taken up by those Vintage Collection vehicles. So I guess in the end, it's kind of a trade-off. I did see where they're on some of the, I don't know at what point it'll start, probably with those Acolyte figures. I know I specifically saw a picture of them that they're changing up the box design on the Black Series this year. It'll still have the side panel with the artistic rendering of the character, and they still will, if you line them up just right, they'll create a mural of those characters from each property. But I think, is it that they're going back to a window box this time instead of or has that already happened?
That's already happened as far as I know.
Has it?
But I did find the Vintage Collection pipeline. There will be a jet pack trooper, a Grand Admiral Thrawn from the Ahsoka series, a 4-pack of X-Wing pilots, a Blurg and Mandalorian, and also Moff Gideon's Imperial Light Cruiser hallway playset, similar to the Tantive IV.
Okay. Yeah, I remember seeing those now that you've found those and brought those up.
I didn't get to see any of this because I was out of town and was busy. Okay.
The blurb, really I'm glad we're finally getting a blurb because I've kind of wanted one.
Yeah, but it's coming with another Mandalorian figure.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, not that anybody would want another Kweel, because that one didn't even on the card, didn't sell that well. But, I mean, if you packed it in with a blur, it might have shown some more interest. So, I don't know. But I'll buy it. You know me. The hallway playset kind of makes sense, even though they're 10 to 4 playsets. I think in some locations that are online, they're kind of reducing the price on them at this point. But if you're, you know, like Brian, and you want to recreate that that scene from the last season of The Mandalorian, or no, it was the end of the second season, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't know if I'll get many of
Luke
those.
Skywalker. Yeah, where Luke Skywalker busts in on him and, you know, takes care of all those dark troopers. Is it dark troopers? Yeah, dark troopers. That means you're going to have to buy more Dark Troopers. And guess what? They're coming out on their own card back. So, yep. Single carded.
They should have a whole pack of four of them. Why not?
Yeah. Coincidence? I think not.
They should have come out with a four pack of those instead of the X-Wing pilots.
But here's the thing, too. Why in the world are we getting a jetpack Stormtrooper when we don't have that tread bike that they were riding on in the movie? That would have been a perfect additional vehicle that would be in the same box size as a Blurg. You know how they used to when they released the vehicle with the pack-in figures, the small vehicles like speeder bikes and stuff. A case of them, they would usually have at least two, sometimes three or even four different, you know, offerings in a case. So, I don't know. It seems like there's kind of a disconnect there. You know, if you want kids to play with your toys, you got to give them some vehicles to go with them, or some creatures, I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
And that was one that should have been made from the get-go for that movie. But as we know, they didn't back up those movies, the sequel movies, with any offerings hardly at all. So, yeah. I was just thinking the other day, we're coming up on later this month, or maybe it is around May the 4th. Will be the 25th anniversary of the release of the Phantom Menace Episode 1 action figure assortments and vehicles and everything. You know, remember the first Midnight Madness and all of that? That's 25 years ago, I think. Probably this month. I want to say they did release them in April sometime.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly when, but I know it was before the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Everybody was all about Darth Maul. Gotta find that Darth Maul.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, the 3¾-inch and the 12-inch were highly sought after. That was the only figure I did not get that night. Was it Darth Maul?
It was funny. That's back then. That's when everybody was you know, carrying, you know, the figures and stuff. I actually found Darth Maul the next day at JCPenney's. I didn't get him that first night either.
See, I didn't even go out for Midnight Madness. I waited till the next morning and got up early and before I went to work. And went to the Cannonsburg Walmart, found everything right there on the shelf, every figure, and multiples of them.
Yeah. I think a lot of the Midnight Madness was focused on the Toys R Us locations. It seemed like I was at that one, at the Barbersville Toys R Us, and, I mean, it was shoulder to shoulder. People were literally, because they had them in the dump bins, had just dumped them. And the people in the front couldn't get out. They got in all the way to the bin, couldn't get out. So they were just picking up figures and tossing them back up over their head to the people behind us, behind them to get those figures to them. Because they were crammed in there so tight they couldn't get out, back out. So that was pretty wild. Pretty wild indeed. And then they... Once everything was on the pegs and then those dump bins had pretty much been searched through, about that same time the Toys R Us employees just gave up and they showed us where all the cases were in the back of the store, and everybody started ripping those cases open and searching through those too.
Wow.
Yeah. Because they couldn't, they were trying to just restock them as we got, as we took them from the, like I said, the shelves, the bags or the dump bins, but yeah, we couldn't do it fast enough.
The only time that I ever did a Midnight Madness was one time with you guys. We went to Toys R Us, and it was a big disappointment because they only had like two cases of figures or whatever. It was like the, whoever the first five people were in there, they got all the figures, and we got zilch.
Yep, that was pretty pathetic. That was for The Last Jedi, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I think.
Because they didn't have one for The Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
Yep.
Of all of them, I think Attack of the Clones was the easiest, though. It just seems like there was so much stuff, and it was just so easy to come by when they put it out on the shelf.
Right.
Well, Attack of the Clones didn't really have a set list of just that, you know, just their figures in a card of their own. It was a conglomeration of all the movies that had been up to that point.
Yeah.
Because Phantom Menace had their own. Revenge of the Sith had its own, you know, had its own card back with only those figures on it. And they had a separate line for other ones. Whereas Attack of the Clones, it was all one.
Yep. Saga collection, wasn't it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The blue card backs with Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yep.
On them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. They were mixing in, you know, original trilogy and even episode one characters on those same card backs. So, any other thoughts or
I still have Hallmark news here.
Oh, yeah.
Mention.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Yeah, so my mom got her Hallmark dream book in because she's a member of the club, and they have some stuff in here. We have a Rebels versus Empire two-sided stocking. We have a stocking hangers and ornament sets. We have a Luke Skywalker X-Wing Starfighter and a Darth Vader TIE Fighter. We also have a Cad Bane, and he is listed as one that is limited quantity. So if you want to get him, you need to get him early.
Is that May the 4th?
It's listed as in stores and online in October.
Oh, okay.
So it's an October release. Most of these are either October or July. Grogu and Hover Prom is July. We have the Mandalorian with the Dark Saber, which is in July. Grand Admiral Thrawn, which is in October. Sabine is in July. The Ghost Ship is in July. We have a Padme. It will be available at their premiere event, which is also in July. We have a Darth Maul on his probe, whatever they call that little Sith probe droid thing that he rides. And we have a Qui-Gon Jinn. And Dwayne was mentioning 25 years. It has the 25-year Phantom Menace logo here beside these. And we have a little house that has like a Death Star on top of it, and it performs music and sounds and light, and it moves to music. So I guess that's kind of lights up. We also have a Qui-Gon Jinn, and the one that jumped out at me the most, I think, was a Darth Vader vintage figure ornament. It looks to be like on a vintage style like card. And we have Obi-Wan Kenobi face off with Darth Vader. We have a C-3PO and R2-D2 Peek Buster, which Brian mentioned on our group that they've done before. We have Shut Down the Garbage Mashers, which has Han, Chewie, Luke, and Leia inside the trash compactor. And we have a Princess Leia Desperate Plea Funko Pop. So there's going to be quite a bit. Now, and for our Patreon members, I will turn this around.
So there was no Lego this year?
And that's what the first thing my brother said. They must have lost the rights to Lego because there is nothing Lego in this entire book.
That stinks.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty upset about it too.
I like the Lego ones.
But the vintage ornament Darth Vader, I think, is a really nifty idea. So I hope they continue that. This is the first of many.
A 12-back card. Yeah.
Right. Well, it looks like, I don't know if you guys remember last year, they released the movie poster ornament.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just, you know, it was just a small, flat ornament with the lithograph of the original, the first movie poster on it. And obviously, they're not continuing that this year, which is a disappointment. with the next movie poster, you know, Empire Strikes Back. So that honestly looks like that may be the same thing, is that it's just going to be a picture of Darth Vader on that original card back, just on a flat metal or tin or whatever they make them out of, ornament, instead of having an actual like miniature figure on a card back.
I don't think it'll be a miniature
figure. That's what I would think. Yeah, that's what I would think is, which is still cool. You know, it would be cool for them to start. That's the thing about Hallmark, and it's one of the reasons why I kind of got away from them early on, is they have a tendency to not continue producing, you know, that same type of ornament more than maybe 2 or sometimes 3 years in a row, and then they get away from it before, in my opinion, they've completed it. The, you know, line of like their miniature lunchboxes, or now the movie poster ones, or, you know, stuff like that.
I think it might depend on... And then, of course,
they priced me out of it, too, because, you know, the cheapest one you can get anymore is about $30 or $40 ornament.
Yeah, I think sometimes, though, too, I think they look... If you see a bunch of them left over after Christmas, obviously they're not going to continue that series or something if they haven't sewed very well and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's possible.
But they've done that with a lot of them, because completely off topic, but they did Dr. Zaius... And then the following year, they did Cornelius in the Planet of the Apes, and then they just stopped. They didn't do any more Planet of the Apes after those two. So I was disappointed on that one, too.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's really, I thought that was really cool that it's only March, just now March, and they're already announcing what their ornaments are going to be in. Of course, July is not that far off, but, you know, October for the Christmas season release. And I already have pictures and everything of them, and not be like coming soon, or, you know, image not available or anything like that. Now, do they usually have a San Diego Comic Con exclusive, Hallmark? I know they do at the celebrations when they do those.
They have done it a few times. They don't do it every year.
Okay. Because, of course, Comic Con's in July, and you were, you know, mentioning that some of those will be available in July, so made me wonder.
But the house was the most expensive thing. It's $134, mm-hmm. So it must be a pretty big size.
Yeah, it looks like one of those Christmas Village. A lot of people out there collect the Christmas Village sets or line of, you know, winter wonderland structures.
Yeah.
So who knows? Maybe they're trying to start something like that.
But the Darth Vader vintage figure is $22.99, so it's under $30 if you want to go that way, Dwayne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just letting you know.
Well, I wanted the poster one from last year, but I never got around to getting it. Of course, you know, I can't get myself out anymore, so I would have. And there's no longer a Hallmark store in our local mall, so the only one that I can get to is a standalone store, and it's kind of on a hillside. The parking lot is. So it's
I didn't think about that. You're right. It is kind of on a hill a little bit.
For me to get my wheelchair out of the vehicle and get in the store even. So
you can't use your electric one?
I should have sent somebody up. I could, yeah. But I've only just started using that one this past fall. So,
okay.
But, yeah. It wasn't on the top of my list. I'd seen pictures of it, and I thought I'd like to have it because, obviously, I'm a movie poster collector.
You should have hollered at one of us.
The last?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have. The last ornament I bought was the animatronic Yoda ornament that actually talks. You push the button on him, it talks, and his mouth moves, and his eyes open and close, and stuff like that.
I have that one.
That was one really thought was cool. I actually set it on my computer desk at work when I was still working, and somebody asked me a question, and I just reach over and push the Yoda button, letting him answer for him. sort of like a magic eight ball.
Yeah.
Right. I also bought myself a Kevin metal ornament just to put around my neck, you know.
Well, actually, that's an hour. We talked quite a bit.
We just kind of randomly, and it didn't need a general discussion in general, I guess.
Yeah. If you're out there and you've got any suggestions for topics that you'd like to hear us talk about, please let us know. I mean, I've only been with the podcast, I guess, for the last 10 or so episodes, 12 episodes. But, you know, we don't want to pigeonhole ourselves into just being discussing action figures. But unfortunately, we don't always know as much about other collectibles as we would like, I guess. So, you know, if you'd like to hear us talk about something that you're really into, and maybe even if you'd like to be a guest, hey, give us a shout, and we can maybe work something out. We always love to hear from our listeners out there.
All right.
So it's time for the outro.
Yep.
Is it what is called the outro?
Yep. Carl?
First of all, we want to thank our Patreon members. And if you're a Patreon member, you'd get to watch this video where we actually showed, you know, stuff here today of what we'd got and stuff. So we want to thank those. And if you're interested in signing up, you can sign up at the patreon.com/thestarwarscollector. And you can just give as little as $1 a month. I mean, we have various levels. I mean, and what's $12 a year? So keep that in mind. Also, we're on Facebook, facebook.com/thestarwarscollectorpodcast. We also have a Facebook discussion group as well. And you can leave us an iTunes review and any other place that you may listen to the podcast that has reviews. And there's a Discord. And if you want to email us, like Dwayne mentioned, if you have any ideas for something that you think would be a good topic for us to discuss, it is TCWCpodcast@gmail.com.
TSWC podcast.
What did I say?
I don't know. You said it wrong.
TSWC podcast at gmail.com.
Somebody's license plate number.
Okay. Facebook shout out this
the
month.
Star Wars Collector podcast. Yeah. TSWC.
Or you can reach us. You can send Brian probably a private message on the Facebook group as well.
Yeah.
To if you have any idea. But anyway, Facebook shout out this month is Daryl DePriest. Thanks for listening. And
yeah, did you
for
know he followed us?
Oh, cool.
That name sounds familiar.
Yeah.
How do I know that name?
He's been one of the people that was doing Hasbro stuff, wasn't he? Wasn't he a former Hasbro guy?
I think so. Yeah, like the Star Wars line.
Yeah.
Head guy for a while. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, shout out Daryl DePriest. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking at some of the people that was on there. I was like, are you serious? Daryl DePriest listens to our podcast, or at least
yeah,
is on our Facebook.
Co-founder of Blue Mill, too.
Yeah.
Isn't
he back with the Star Wars group now? Isn't that who that is? He took over for Patrick?
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. He's back with Hasbro. He's now the head of the Hasbro group that does the Star Wars stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he did that that book, the Vintage Collection book, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And
now that I think about it, his name was all over the place for a decade or more, probably.
Yeah, so, well, he just came back like last month or 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cooler than even George Lucas listening to us, isn't it?
No. I don't know about that.
Or Mark Hamill.
And don't forget, too, on any of those ways that you contact us, ask Bo.
Yes.
Ask Bo questions. Bo is Brian's son, and he has a unique take on Star Wars that, you know, from a child's eyes, that we really enjoy asking him questions, what he thinks or what some of his favorite stuff is and everything, and getting his response, putting it on the podcast.
Did you guys listen to the Ask Bo section last month?
I actually forgot I need to do that.
I fast-forwarded through all of that other junk.
Yeah, all that other junk. Who needs to listen to that crap?
All that other junk.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing you put him on last, but we don't have to go after him.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll talk to you next month. So, bye, everybody.
Okay. All right, bye.
Take care.